Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The 2023 Project Homeless Connect filled the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex conference rooms with clients and service providers on Tuesday, January 31st, providing services and assistance for the homeless and or near homeless on the central Kenai Peninsula. The 12th annual Project Homeless Connect provided assistance and services including but not limited to housing information, personal care services, employment and career guidance, and lunch and health care. Leslie Rohr from Love, Inc. discussed the vendors and services provided through the Project Homeless Connect event.
We have 37 vendors, some of them new this year for the first time, and it's really been a blessing to see how our community has come together to put this event on. While we focus on this one day, we know that people who we serve today are going to be in need of services for the entire year, and to be able to connect them with the resources today allows them to access those services throughout the year.
Rohr commented on the 2022 numbers and repeat clients.
Look at last year's numbers, and 43% of the people that came through were first-time attenders. It'll be interesting to see this year how many are first-time attenders. What I have noticed is a lot of the people that we used to see year after year have been moved into permanent housing placement and no longer need our services here. So that's really great to see.
Volunteers are the backbone of the Project Homeless Connect, or spotlighted the volunteers.
We have over 100 volunteers here today. Everything from preparing and serving food to being escorts, helping people maneuver through the mass of people and vendors to try and make sure that each person gets to see the actual people they need to connect with.
Similar Project Homeless Connect events were also held in Homer and Anchor Point on January 31st. For more information on Project Homeless Connect, Love, Inc., and information on continued services, you'll find details on the story at RadioKenai.com. Appointment to a U.S. military academy for Kenai Central High School's Samuel Baisden, Bridger Beck, and Sohi's Olivia Somners advanced to the next step with the nomination from the Office of Alaska Representative Mary Statler-Peltola and the Office of U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan. Alaska Representative Mary Peltola congratulated Alaska seniors who have received Military Service Academy nominations from her office. Each year, students may apply for a nomination for an appointment through their state's congressional delegation. As a mother of two sons serving in the armed forces, I am so pleased to see Alaska students striving to serve their country through the various branches of our military, said Representative Mary Peltola. Our armed forces play an important role in our state, and educating and training Alaskans who could one day be leaders in Arctic national security is vital. I wish them all the best of luck as they seek an appointment of the class of 2027. Senator Dan Sullivan added, it is a highlight of my job to nominate young Alaskans to our nation's prestigious military service academies. Academy applicants exhibit academic excellence, leadership, and a commitment to serving their community and nation. To see the statewide list of nominations, you can visit the story on our website at RadioKenai.com. While the President of the United States officially makes all appointments to the United States Service Academies, each member of Congress is allotted a limited number of nominations, which they may submit for consideration for an appointment at each academy. Members of the Alaska Congressional Delegation work closely with one another to maximize the opportunities for Alaskan men and women to receive nominations to the academies. The nominations allow the applicants to complete for an appointment to the academies. For more information and a link to the information, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.